think we need to go back to our poll items because we also have people standing by on those, and then we'll try to demolish the rest of the calendar in time for a 1 o'clock break. So let's take item 351, please.
Pay claim of Severo Gonzalez in the sum of $25,000 involving the mayor's office.
Someone want to speak on this item?
Mr. Walsh requested.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. In the charter for Portland City Council meetings, you will see the provision that if a pulled item on the consent agenda will be taken up directly after the vote on consent agenda. Now, I don't think we can force you to follow your own rules, but I think we may be able to force you to follow the charter. Charter is very clear, and I suspect the reason for that is that you don't have somebody sitting here for 2 hours waiting to talk about something that they pulled. Most citizens cannot do that. So I would urge the city attorney to research it and say to the mayor, you know, you have to follow the charter. And the charter says this: you will take this up after the vote on consent agenda. Now, the reason that we pulled this item, items 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, are all claims against the city. You wanted to do it on a consent agenda because you don't want to talk about these things. And the one that we pulled is because we are familiar with this case. This case had to do with the person in the mayor's office being harassed. And then there was retaliation. And then the person that did it left. And then the person that suffered the retaliation had to go someplace else. But you wanted to do on the consent agenda underneath the table. It's only $25,000. So why not talk about it? That's what people say government is supposed to do. I know that's an embarrassment to the mayor's office. That's not a reason to put it on consent agenda. People should know about this stuff. It happened. Why not? Why isn't the mayor explaining to the people of Portland what happened in his office? He doesn't even have the courage to sit there and listen to this because he knew this is embarrassing and this is terrible. We don't harass people around here, do we? Is that policy for the rest of the three of you that remain? Is that policy? And then retaliate? Is that policy? I don't think so. I kind of like some of you.
Thank you.
I don't trust you, but I like you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Colleagues, this is an emergency, so we need to
get them back in here so they can vote on this crap.
So we now have...
Oh, hey, Novick!
And, colleagues, before we vote on this, I just want to acknowledge that according to the ordinance, there is a lawsuit that has been filed. It makes a number of allegations. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has ruled and found no violations of law. So what is before us is an assessment by our risk management folks, that in resolving this case now, rather than incurring the costs of proceeding to lawsuit, there's a benefit to taxpayers. And I just want to make clear that whatever people's view of the merits, there is a pending lawsuit and no finding. And I think we have to be clear about not prejudging matters before there are actual findings of law and fact. But in this instance, we've been advised that it will save taxpayers money if we resolve it at an early stage. So I will support this.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. We're going to proceed.
I will further. I appreciate your comment. I will further note that any one of the five claimants on the consent agenda had the right to pull it to the regular agenda. The fact that none of them did might indicate to me that perhaps those persons would prefer that their personal business not be discussed in a public hearing.
I would think so. Okay, let's take a vote, please. Roll call.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye. Okay,